obviously you guys control the tempo, and instead of game one where they control the tempo, just talk about, is that everything you guys kind of expected out of your team and wanted?
Well, we did. It was important for us to get off to a good start, number one. And number two, it was important for us to establish that we were going to be aggressive in transition and try to get some easy baskets. I thought we got off to a good start in that particular area right there. So, and as the game went on, I thought we got stronger in that area. And it wasn't so much that we ran and got fast break layups, but we just ran and got easy shots. We didn't give them a chance, I thought, to get their defense established. They're really good. I think they're as good as any team in the NBA if you get them in half-court defense. I thought we did a good job of pushing the tempo of the game enough that we end up with some baskets or some open shots for Jay Rich and those guys because they couldn't quite get back and get their half-court defense established.
Next question is
Matt Weiner with NBA TV in Atlanta. How critical was the decision to put Grant Hill on Andre Miller tonight?
Well, I got to kill him because he's my guy. Well, John Barry said that Steve Nash did a poor job on him, and Steve Nash guarded him for two possessions the other night. So he said that he thought we had to get Steve off of him, so those two possessions were critical. No. But in all honesty, Jay Rich guarded him the other night, and the one thing that I thought is that, you know, we needed to free up Jay Rich for his offense, and it's really tough guarding Andre. And so we decided that we put Grant Hill on him. We thought the length would bother him a little bit. We thought that he'd be able to keep him in front of him. So it was more so to free up Jay Rich for his offense and try to get him going. And we thought that Grant would do a good job on him.
How do you feel you were able to bottle LaMarcus Aldridge tonight?
You know, we were just really aggressive guys. I mean, we just played much better defense than we did the other night. I thought we were much more aggressive from that standpoint And then we did a good job also when he posted up. The other night, we just left our bigs alone and just had him guard them. And then tonight, we tried to, you know, second dribble, third dribble, you get to the paint. We tried to be aggressive and go down and try to double him and make him give the ball up.
You think it was a little more focused early on, Steve? Like first eight possessions, seven assists, one basket, and Grant 10 for 10?
Well, in all honesty, it had to be, you know, because obviously this was a humongous game for us. And, I mean, if you go over and talk to those guys, they're going to say they did exactly what they wanted to do. They came down and split a game with us, and somewhere along the line, we have to win a game. We have to win a game in Portland. I just thought that the whole focus of the game was much better from the standpoint of us being the aggressors. And I think we were the aggressors offensively, and then I thought we did a good job on Andre. Andre's a tough cover, and you know, the minutes that Grant put in and you know, I don't think he nearly gets the credit for the defense that he plays. You know, no one really talks about it, but, excuse me, you know, we ask him to guard Derek one night, and then we may ask him to guard Tony Parker the next night, and then, you know, we ask him to guard LeBron, and we ask him to guard Kobe. You know, that's tough for a guy his age, you know. I mean, he's going to get mad at me for saying that. But, but it's a little bit tough, you know, night in and night out for him to do that, but, you know, I could ask him to do anything. I can ask him to guard anybody, and I know that I'll get 110%.
What was the biggest part to get the tempo going? Was it Steve pushing it?
Number one, we ran off stops. You know, they didn't shoot the ball well, and we did a good job. And obviously, it's a lot easier to run off stops than it is to run off makes. So our defense was better, and when our defense is better, obviously, we're able to run a lot better because we're in the open floor.
Alvin, how were you able to catch their guards so much in those quick post-ups? Because we didn't really see that in game one.
Well, that was one of the things that we talked about, is that we have to take advantage of what some of the things that we do best, too. And, you know, one of the things that we do best is we can post up Jay Rich, but we can also get in situations where if they're going to switch and put a smaller guy, then we've got to be able to get the ball to our bigs right away. I thought we did a good job of throwing the ball into Grant in the post, to Jay Rich in the post. And then when they switched, I thought we did a good job of throwing it into Amari. And then Amari made some really good passes out. You know, he found Jay Rich a couple of times and found Channon a couple of times for shots. So it was just a focus of understanding that, as I said the other day, these guys are really good. And if you run screen and roll and you roll in the lane, there's probably going to be four guys there waiting for you. So it's going to be really important for the guy rolling, which is usually Amari, to make the play.
consider moving Grant Hill over to cover Andre and if I can game one?
We changed a lot of things from the standpoint of what a little bit of the things we tried to do defensively. Thought about it, you know, didn't do it. Maybe it was my fault, man. I don't know, but.
Coach, I noticed that Grant Hill was kind of sagging off Miller a little bit when he was on the perimeter. Was that something, were you trying to get Miller to shoot the ball more rather than try to drive?
No, I just think that he was being smart to understand that if you get close to him, he'll drive around anybody in the NBA. And, you know, Andre is just he's a real smart player. And, you know, he's got an unbelievable feel for the game. And he's got a great first step. I don't think anybody realizes how quick he is. You know, one of the things that he does great is that he kind of lulls you to sleep and then, bam, he's gone. And so Grant gave him that step. And, you know, we were going to challenge him to make some outside shots. He still got it to the basket, though.
You talked about not having to make drastic changes. How much of this was just your guys playing the way they can play, the way they have played?
I think the majority of it was, you know, because I went in the locker room and asked our guys, I said, what adjustments did we make? And every single one of them said, you know, we played harder and with more focus. I think that was just the key right there. All right, thanks, Dave.
Next up will be Kevin Millen and then Maurice Stoudemire and then Steve Nash.